Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I started the fucking Chris Johnson gauntlet today. 10 straight fucking weeks of runs. Let me give you the quick rundown here. 5K, 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 30K, 5K, half marathon, half marathon, half marathon, 15K, full marathon. That's the next 10 fucking weeks. Matter of fact, today, as I'm recording this, I did the first fucking 5K, but it wasn't really a fucking 5K. It was supposed to be like a 3.17 mile run, which I don't know fucking why. Just measure that shit out as a 5K. 5K is 3.1 miles. For some fucking reason, they wanted to do this 3.17. And there was a fucking snowstorm last night because it's fucking Buffalo. So of course there is. It doesn't matter that it's late fucking March. So they had to change everything around. The run was supposed to be on state roads, but because of the weather advisory, like the New York State DOT was like, no, fuck you. Nobody can run on those goddamn roads. So they had to set up some like makeshift run in the parking lot where he did like three loops, but it was so fucking weird. It was like, okay, run to one end of the building and back and then go to the fucking bus garage and go around this. It was fucking crazy. So he did three loops and it was like 3.27 miles or some shit. And they still call it a 5K on the goddamn site. So my time's all fucked up. It looks like it did a 5K in over 24 minutes, which is fucking absurd. But the distance was wrong, goddammit. So I'm fucking pissed because now my time online is going to be fucked. I told the people at work. I was like, motherfucker, this is what's going on in the next 10 weeks. You got to match this shit. But they're not going to do it. I posted it in the work Slack. I post things in the work Slack sometimes to create the illusion that I am a caring, team-oriented individual that wants to have conversations with my teammates. Now, granted, I do like a lot of my teammates, but we also got to plant the seeds that I'm not a misanthrope. So I got to put on a show, you know. I got some people at work running, though. Evil Tiff told me she was running. California kid's doing some fucking running, too. Every now and then I'll get, like, messages from people, like, on Facebook and shit, too, about fucking running. They'll ask me questions like, hey, do you use the treadmill? No, I don't use the fucking treadmill. Treadmill sucks. My gym has a track, so we're running the track. I'd rather run around in the circle than run on the treadmill. It's different. Feels different. But get out on the fucking road as much as you can. And just fucking do it. If you want to fucking do this shit, you just got to fucking do it. Don't dick around. Don't wait. If you want to fucking run, go out in the street and fucking run. And if you don't. I don't give a shit. One thing I will tell you though, give you some tips. Make sure your fucking shoes are like actual running shoes. And make sure you change that shit out every, I don't know, 300 to 500 miles, whatever fucking works for you. You can feel that shit wearing down. When I first started running, I didn't fucking know any better. I ran with whatever shoes I fucking had. But the problem is, those shoes wear out. And eventually, if you keep running in worn out shoes, a lot of fucking bad stuff can happen. Your knees are gonna get more fucked up because there's no more fucking spring and bounce in the fucking rubber. And the soles on those fucking shoes are gonna get worn down, which means that there is a much higher probability that your ass will fall down in the fucking street. Trust me on this. I have done it. It sucks. It's fucking horrible. I remember, like, there were a few times, like, before I started buying a lot of running shoes. Now, right now, I got, like, fucking 10 pair in here. I got a fucking problem now. I keep buying them. I'm gonna fucking use them. But back in the day, I would just have, like, one pair of shoes and just fucking wear them the fuck out and then get another pair of shoes, which is, like, insane for current Chris Johnson to think about. But hey, man, that's how past Chris Johnson did his business. He didn't know any better. He was fucking learning. Nobody taught me how to do any of this shit. I just picked it up on my own. Although I wish I had somebody that, like, kind of had some experience tell me some of this shit. So I didn't fucking fall flat on my fucking face in the middle of the street. Because it's fucking bad. There's a couple times when I was out running where I almost fell. And I thought, what the fuck? Like, you'll just lose your footing. It's the craziest fucking thing in the world. But I just thought, like, I don't know, I'm tired. I'm 5, 6, 7 miles in or whatever it was. Like, maybe I'm just wearing out or something. I didn't think it was because of my goddamn shoes. But now that I change my shoes all the time, I haven't fucking fallen in the street since. Except for one fucking half marathon in fucking Geneseo, but that wasn't my fault. We're on like fucking dirt roads and there was like a fucking, it was either like a, you know, like a knot, like a tree root sticking up or some shit. I actually like hit something. That sucked too though. But when I fell on the fucking street, it was like early on into my running, I don't know, career, I guess. Probably wore my shoes the fuck out and they were all shit. And I remember I'm running the streets. I was living in South Buffalo at the time and I went from sidewalk to street and there was a lot of fucking gravel there and I had no fucking traction. So I just slipped on the fucking gravel and I just fell down. And like, I knew I was going down. So I tried to like, you know, fucking brace myself as best I can, do some kind of like fucking ninja style fucking barrel roll right in the middle of the goddamn road. And then I was like, dude, I got to get up as fast as possible. Just keep running. I don't want to fucking stay down here. So that's what I did. I fucking fell. I like rolled around on the goddamn pavement and I got up and I just kept going. I didn't stop. I didn't assess the damage. A couple blocks later though, you know, once I thought like, okay, anybody who saw me fucking fall is completely out of view. I gotta fucking survey the fucking damage here. Because you know what? I fucking hurt. I hurt like a motherfucker. My elbow was on fire. I had rocks sticking out of my palms and shit. And I fucking look, my whole arm was fucking blood. It was disgusting. It was like fucking that road rash shit. Oh my God, it was so fucking bad. But I had a huge fucking like gash in my arm. My elbow was a bloody fucking mess. It did not look good. But at this point, I'm like 6 miles from home. Like I had to just keep going. I'm like, oh fuck, I'll go home. But like, I got another fucking bunch of miles to go. And then like, as I'm running, like I see somebody walking their dog up ahead. And I realize it's somebody I worked with at the office store. And she's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And here's me looking like a complete fucking lunatic, just covered in blood. Just like, hey, how's it going? I waved. And she like kind of looked at it. I was like, yeah, I fell down. You know, normal, typical, everyday Chris Johnson shit. I'm a bloody mess. Just ignore this stuff. Hey, it's a cute dog. Was it a Pomeranian? Anyway, I'll see you at work tomorrow. And I just kept going. This is the only fucking time I've ever fucking passed anybody that I've ever worked with in the street. And it happened to be 10 minutes after I fell and I was gushing blood. Jesus. So the moral of the story is, make sure you have fucking good shoes. Several fucking pair. Don't fall in the streets like Chris Johnson. It's fucking horrible. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora, wherever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. I am on Twitter. That's at Johnson Hayshew. This podcast is going to be my Facebook timeline for you if you're into photographs and all that hot shit. I'm on Instagram. That's at maybe the number 5 minutes.